drinking, pick up reading. Find me a good enough reason to leave it behind. I need to stop, smell the roses, forget everything that I know.
Dave Sampson with Feel So Good. And yeah, he's making everyone on the airwaves feel so good. And if you're tuning in from the Halifax area, we have a special announcement for you with John in the House next.
Thank you, DJ Medi. This is Wham Bam, East Van Radio Show's road trip across Canada, July 4th to July 11th. This is John in the House's weekly What Is On in Music and Events in Halifax. Today is Thursday, July the 4th. We are in beautiful seaside city of Halifax, Nova Scotia, home of the famous Blue Nose Schooner 2. That was a famous racing boat back in the 1920s. Now moored at Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. I'm checking out Facebook events listings, so I searched for Halifax, and here is what is on in Halifax. Friday, July 5th at 7 p.m., Concerts by Candlelight. That's located at the Halifax downtown. Saturday, July 6th at 6:30 p.m., Pathways Vision featuring Eastern Horizon Chamber Choir. That's at the Maritime Conservatory. Friday, July 5th at 7:15 p.m., Concerts by Candlelight. You'll have to go to the website on Facebook to find out more details. But there's also 17 more concerts coming up. Saturday, July 6th at 9 p.m., a free show. Sasha Brideau with Tevon Tynes and Michael Arbeau at the Carlton. Thursday, July 11th at 8 p.m., No Love Northern presents Don't Sweat, a picnic at Gus Pub and Grill. Saturday, July 6th at 7 p.m., Lloyd Banks live in Halifax, located at the Marquee Ballroom. Saturday, July 6th, 7 p.m., Sylvie Ollenbach single release show with special guest Anna McDonald, live at the Carlton. Tuesday, July 9th at 6 p.m., Spira, Singing Together in the Summer. That's located at 2615 Northwood Terrace. Thursday, July 11th at 8 p.m., Elena Kuroves and Jeremy Ledbetter at the TD Halifax Jazz Festival. Well, that's it in Halifax for music events this week. I usually have a weekly song, but this week, because we're in the Maritimes, I'm going to feature a friend of mine who's an English teacher, and he's from Georgetown PEI originally, and I met him in Vancouver, and he was instrumental in getting me into radio. We met on a hike at Mount Seymour, and he asked me to document his show, Melodies in Mind, and the rest is history. I'm still in radio after 15 years and enjoying it thoroughly. Ryan asked me to document his show called Melodies of Mind at CGSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as he noticed my interest in photography on the hike. Ryan Fletcher's original poem titled As It Seemed, 2012. In Ryan's words, this poem is what I consider my best. It's kind of the end result of many years of spiritual searching and writing to discover what I think I know. I wrote dozens of poems to try and discover the meaning of things, and this poem of gratitude and worship is where I reached a kind of more advanced spiritual maturity. Ryan Fletcher has a new book called Desert Rain out on Amazon. Also, he has on YouTube, Melodies in Mind radio show past in videos, and many of the videos I filmed. So check those out from musicians we interviewed over the years at www.youtube.com/@unconformedvideo/videos. A poem by Ryan Fletcher, As It Seems, 2012. Alive in this work of art, morning to night, day to week, to month into seasons and breaths that I breathe. Lord, I am grateful to be from the bottom of my heart to the top of the sea, the living of days and a dreaming of dreams. Nothing is all that it seems, and everything's all that it seems. How days that we had dissolve into feeling, hunches we get expand to revealing, and simplest things are onions for peeling, no bottom and never no ceiling. Lord, I am grateful to be from the bottom of my heart to the top of the sea. The brightness of light through dark mystery. The past has a future to be history. We are children in playgrounds till death is to keep. The footprints of playtimes are lifetimes asleep. Until the baby's first scream, from the passion of lovers to full pregnancy, a baby is born to the form of a need. Help me help you to help me. Lord, I am grateful to be from the top of my heart to the top of the sea, the tree to the seed, to the tree to the seed, the comings and goings of cows and their weeds, the big vacant space that goes in between, the merging of life and a dream. Nothing is all that it seems. Everything's all that it seems. Always the question of what does it mean to be in this moment when grass is so green. Learning to stare till essence is seen of all that goes from thorn unto rose and desert to snows. In the eyes of the storm of life as it grows, from prose into shows when it knows a little of how it all goes. The laughs in the moments when you're not supposed to get the joke of the ego in smoke. The fool who plays to the king. We're destitute soldiers learning to sing for the joy that still lives in the every of things. Oh Lord, I am grateful to be, and Lord, I am grateful to see. Given a part in a great work of art where nothing is all that it seems, and everything's all that it seems. A poem by Ryan Fletcher, 2012. Thank you. See you back in Vancouver next week. You have to tune in to listen to the show to find out what we have on. Bye.
1, 2, 3.
See the wisest of philosophy that's coming your way. Viral and painful here when the world is too dark. And I need the light inside of me. I'll walk into the bar and drink the pints of beer. That's a good
I'm going, my strings are whiskey.
was Dead Weight by Novichok, Canadian East Coast Thrashers, yeah. And before that, we played Grim Skunk. We also played Dark Harbor. They did a cover of The Pogues. And Jeff, he is the lead singer of both Dark Harbor and Novichok. Yes, metal band and folk band. I know, it's crazy. And I really want to thank these guys because I got to hang out with the band and their friends. So give it up to the crew, Jenny T, the Duke. You guys all were amazing. Thank you so much for your hospitality. And Jeff, he's also one of the organizers who got Tom Lewis to come to perform in Nova Scotia. So Jeff, I couldn't get an interview with Jeff, but I got an interview with Tom Lewis, and he's going to explain what a sea shanty is after the break.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Sea shanties were melodic tools invented by sailors to encourage, engage, and coordinate the many and varied labors needed to work ships driven solely by the power of the wind. But this is a shanty for singing. On a ship under sail, in a breeze or a gale, there was hard work for sailors to do. So they shouted and bawled.
Hello, Tom, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Tom Lewis. I am now from Ireland, although I am a Canadian citizen. I have a Canadian passport. I also have a British passport and an Irish passport. I go around the world singing and telling stories about the sea and ships and sailors. Now, the reason I do that, you know when they say, you should write a novel and write what you know?
Yes.
Well, I was 24 years in the Royal Navy, mainly in diesel submarines. Now I sing about the sea and ships and sailors, not about submarines. Well, sometimes, but not always.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so, and you lived all over the world here.
I've lived here in Halifax.
Yes.
I've lived in Nova Scotia for 2 years. Lived in Salmo, BC, way up in the foothills of the Rockies. We lived there for a total of about 26 years. And then we went back to England to give my dear mother-in-law, now sadly passed, which is a lovely woman. We went back to give her some support, and then we lived on our canal boat for 4 years, going all around the UK.
Oh, fun!
And then we moved our canal boat over to Ireland, and then Boris Johnson came along. We'd already tried to roll with the punches of Brexit. We didn't like it, but yeah. But then Boris Johnson, I'm sorry, no, that's too far. So we moved over to Ireland, bought a bigger boat. Love it. Still touring all around the world.
Excellent. And then these songs that you're singing, they're all traditional folk songs, or do you have any originals?
Let me see. I have originals. I don't know if I'm singing. I will be singing at least one of mine tonight with the band, Dark Harbor.
Yes.
They are a, I don't know how you would express it. They are a thrash metal folk band.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that sort of reasonable?
Right.
Yeah, So it's the first time I've sung with these guys, but
yes,
it's a lot of fun. It's very high energy. People tell me I'm high energy, but these guys could teach me a thing or two. And so we're singing a lot of traditional stuff, a lot of written stuff, like Dirty Old Town, for instance.
Yes.
They didn't say. I'm a stickler for who wrote songs, but that was Ewan McCall, and we're. Yeah, it's, I just love it.
Yes, then tell me the name of the original song that you sing. What's the name of it?
Well, it's called The Last Shanty,
mm-hmm.
Or it's better known as A Sailor Ain't a Sailor Anymore.
Okay.
And people in the Maritimes know it a lot.
Oh, excellent. And I am digging your outfit. Look at these boots. Yes. Where do you go shopping?
Where do I go shopping? Actually, I had those made by a... by an amateur bootmaker up in BC.
Mm-hmm.
But these boots, and you can go down on them again.
Yes.
These boots are just a small homage
uh-huh.
to the Black Bull sailors of yore,
yes.
who used to have red felt liners inside their boots, and when they turned down the tops of the boots to walk ashore, they showed off the red felt liners. And it was like bikers today. This was their particular trademark.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that's just sort of like
yes.
that.
And tell me about your little bling bling you got going
All
on.
Right, well, if you look, now, have
yes.
you look there,
yes.
this is an ivory anchor carved by an old friend, Greg Clark,
mm-hmm.
down in New York State. And he made me also a beautiful articulating stock anchor, but it was made of cowbone and it broke. This one down here is ivory, so it doesn't break. And then when it broke, he made me another one.
Mm-hmm.
And when that one broke, his hands had given up on him, so he couldn't do it. So these are actually getting close. There's actually two English curtain hooks.
Look at that, folks. They're curtain hooks, yes. And then the earring?
Well, I was out in Morocco just a year ago, January, and I found a silversmith, and I was going to get him to make an anchor, but I decided this was just too... This was unique enough for me to say, this is my trademark now.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks, Tom. Wham, bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
We know our codes and ciphers, but what's a semaphore? A bunting tosser doesn't toss the bunting anymore. Don't haul on the rope. Don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your CVs ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. And they gave us a radar set to pierce the fog and gloom. So now the lookout's sitting in a tiny darkened room. Loranda's navigation, the sonar says how deep. The jimmy's three sheets to the wind, the skipper's fast asleep. Don't haul on the rope. Don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor and a sailor.
Yo, 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 listen up. All right, so back in the day, some of you might know him. There used to be this youth salesman in Vancouver called The Captain. And in his commercials, he would always end with, aye, aye, and goodbye. So I'm going to say, aye, aye. And goodbye to the Maritimes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the special episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show or summer radio road trip across Canada with our final leg in the Maritimes. All right, and I want to thank all of my guests for participating. And thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. Stay tuned for the next show. And during the Nova Scotia trip, I attended the radio conference that happened there. And there was a band playing called the Town Heroes. And we're going to end with their song called Take On The World. So let's take on the world, baby. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.
And I wake up early and I feel